I guess your wife has those
the Healthy Choice fudge bars.
Yes,
minor Weight Watchers.
Okay, same difference, but
yeah,
but that's the point. So they're whatever their diet fudgesicles.
Right, they're one point,
and
you can eat a dozen of them.
Anyway, well, hold on a second. Carrie said that one of Rob's kids wanted one of these fudgesicles, and she said, okay. And then the kid said, I want whipped cream on it. And Carrie said, no. And I don't know, it was Robert or Julia.
Yeah, probably Robert.
Said, but Daddy does it. And then Carrie told Frieda that there's been lots of times she's heard Rob out in the kitchen, and she's heard the... And it's him putting whipped cream on his low calorie fudge sickle.
That's exactly what those fudge sickles need. You think if it was up to me, I'd be buying low calorie fudge sickles?
Have you ever put?
Jesus Christ! I got no time to go to the grocery store. There is no Ben and Jerry's. What's a fella to do?
Try dipping them in peanut butter.
But Ready Whip is not
the greatest. Or actually, then you can get a little thaw on them by dipping them in Drawn butter.
But you see, that's a savory flavor, not a sweet one, and that's not what you want.
You know, you want the sweet, not the savory.
Don't knock it until you've tried it.
I'd put whipped cream on roast beef if I didn't think I'd get in trouble.
But it's too funny that the kids ask for it, and she goes, "Now, what? No, why would you?" But Daddy does it.
Yeah.
But Daddy does it.
And you know what? It's fun. You give Robert a little whipped cream. You know,
a little fun, mostly air.
You go to work, and he's running around.
Not that I'm not a foodie, but I am a foodie. How does it taste with the whipped cream? Does it taste good?
It's better.
Yeah. Is it better?
Yeah. You know they taste good, but they don't feel right in your mouth.
Right.
And that's because the fat's gone.
That's right. This returns the fat.
All you need to do is restore the fat.
Add the fat.
Do you want your fat?
Spoiling!
Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on. What? I'm sorry, Robbie.
I've lost a lot of weight, too, and I put every bit of it back on, and it's a lot more fun to put it back. And look at me. I'm happy. Let me have my Ready Whip.
I wasn't even going to bring this up, but it's also in my weekend. I am dangerously close to my goal weight. I'm down to 202.
Good for you.
Excellent.
And part of the reason I was able to take...
202. I remember when you were 280.
287.
Yeah.
But part of the reason, I know at least 2 or 3 pounds, they're going to come right back, because on Saturday, I had what Buzz had.
Oh, really?
And as it turns out, didn't John Norman have the same thing?
I guess I thought he had a touch of it. Apparently, he decided maybe it was psychosomatic. Just the power of suggestion made him think that he had it as well.
Really?
But at least two of us have had it that we know of.
Saturday night. I mean, we had grandiose plans. There's always family at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, can I just say to my brother-in-law, Bill, who I love like he's my brother?
Yes.
You know, when you're coming over on Saturday night, it's always great to see him. You know, funny joke that, and I think it was a joke. We're sitting in there, and it's my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, my wife, my mother-in-law, and he says to Big Frieda, "So, how long are you down for?" Now,
oh boy, is he's working you right?
Yeah,
yeah.
And because I had just got done with this buzz-induced, I just turned to Bill because he was across the room. I said, "This is the last stop." And at that point, I realized that everybody in the room was listening, and it's like, I didn't mean it's the last stop, like, you know, before the happy hunting ground.
But it came out wrong. There's no way that one comes out good, no.
It's the last time my mother-in-law's gone from...
How do you extricate yourself from that situation?
That's where being sick was fantastic,
right.
Because I said, I really think I got to throw up again.
Yeah.
And
then you left?
No, but I did. And and I almost called Buzz on Saturday night.
Yeah,
because it was, now, I'm not like Buzz. I wasn't going, it's a 10, it's a 2, it's
you,
a 5.
You weren't having the violent pain, or you were?
I was not, but at one point I started sweating like a pig.
I did that.
Sweating like a pig, and it was like 80 degrees on Saturday. We had
that means it's come through the glass.
we had the AC on full blast, and I was just sweating. And then, just awful. But it's great for weight loss.
It is.
Oh, nothing
better, right?
There's nothing grosser than, and it was in and out of my system in 24 hours.
Yeah.
Got up this morning, felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
Standing there doing my number one, and
nice.
I couldn't help. Well, what I'm supposed to say?
Very nice.
So I'm standing up.
Yeah,
you're right. It's a sexy image. You know what would make
it
better?
Okay with it.
If I had a low-fat fudgesicle. and put whipped cream on it.
Yeah, you know what? I think actually now I'm liking it.
That would be sexy. But I was standing there taking a leak and couldn't help but notice that even, you know, a day and a half later, no matter how much scrubbing I had done, there were still remnants of the dried vomit. It will not go away.
No.
I say
yes, it will.
Well, that's why the gypsies come tomorrow.
Oh.
The cleaning gypsies come tomorrow.
Right. Yeah, I can't wait till tomorrow.
I've done as much as I possibly can.
They bring the
can.
Industrial strength stuff.
As much as I can. And this weekend was all about me trying to be the man that I should be. I mean, I power washed, I cleaned, I painted.
Good for you.
The big Mr. Ed gate that we have that's been broken, went out there and fixed it. However, this is why really I am just not, I was trying to tell my wife.
Did you get another blister?
More than a blister, Mike. More than a blister.
Let me see those piano players' hands.
Okay, there's... Let's count the burn marks on my finger.
Let me see those delicate seamstress hands.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
wow.
8, 9, and big ass burns on my hand.
Let me see Demi Moore's hands in the movie Ghost.
Now, how did these dove like hands get so burned?
Yeah, how? What did you do?
Here's the chore. It's a gate. Here's the gag. It's a gate, like a Mr. Ed type gate, okay, in our backyard.
Uh-huh.
And it's fallen apart.
Right.
And I'm going to fix this. And what I've done is I've gotten my wife out there, and she's given me all the tools. And I finally had to say to her, listen, you're going to have to leave because you're putting too much pressure on me.
Yeah.
Watching me do this job.
Right.
Once she left, I take the thing off the hinges. I screw the new holes, you know, and I go to the hardware store and I get the right screws, the right wood screws, and I've got the drill. And here's the thing. I'm just so friggin' stupid. I'm such an idiot that I'm getting this gate put back up and I've got a screw going in. And I realize I've stripped it. And I'm going to have... And what I'm going to have
to do...
How
long did it take to strip it?
Oh, the first one? 5 seconds.
With a power drill?
So I realized, okay, I stripped it. I got to go slower. Now, the first one, you would just say, okay, that's a regular dumb guy thing.
Right.
What I did was I reached down, and it, this is a big 7 1/4-inch nail.
They get it
off. Yeah, that's been in the... I reached down to try to pull it out of the hole. And I go... S. That's where I got this first gigantic blister.
There's one.
Now, this is why
the smoke didn't give it away.
This is why I am stupid. I am.
That is a nasty.
I am.
That is a seriously nasty ass little burn.
I'm beyond stupid because you can count on my fingers. I made the exact same move. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more times. I only bought 24 nails.
Your
you
hands covered with
every
third nail.
I stripped 8 of them, and after I burned my hand on the first one, I knew, okay, if I strip one, what I got to do is get the hammer out,
right,
you know, and yank that baby out.
Right.
But every time, even the 8th time that I burned my fingers, I instinctively, okay, here you go. Happy Mystery Efficiency Expert. Would you like to sip whipped cream on it?
What are we enjoying for lunch today? Just since we're on the topic today.
Buttered cheddar.
Buttered cheddar.
So,
the boy can eat, and the boy brings some good stuff in from home.
I don't know. It's not in my makeup. I'm trying real hard to be like the handyman, at least do the crap around the house that I should do.
What you know and what I know is that, listen, you know, you've done very well for yourself in your career. You know, unlike me, you've kept it all. And I will tell you that you could go out.
Well, that's because it's cheaper to keep her.
You could go out.
That.
But I'm the same way. You know, you could go out and say, hire a handyman, but there's certain projects, no matter what, you want to be the man of the house.
That's right.
And you want to go out and do it, and that's why you did what you did.
And anyway, the thing works, and then I stood out there like an idiot for maybe a half an hour afterwards, just looking at it, just opening it and closing it like...
That's part of the job.
I am just a genius.
Admiring
it. Who cares that my fingers are really singed and I look like a burn victim on my hands because I'm such a freaking idiot.
You did complete the task, and it was satisfactory?
Yes, and it even met with,
how did you get the nails that not to strip?
They had only gone in because you have to finesse it.
Yeah, back off the power. Gotcha. All right, so I didn't know that. I thought that you'd stripped all of them.
I did strip 8 of them.
Right.
Because it would get going. Yeah. It'd start slow. I go, I'll never get through this wood this fast.
Right.
I go, and every time I would do that.
It destroys the head of the nail.
Yeah. I'd strip it, that's it.
True.
Okay, I'll take care of this. And 8 goddamn times in a row, because I am an idiot.
8 nails.
Yeah.
8 nails, 8 burns.
At any time, did a neighbor ask if you were cooking out?
Something smells like finger over here. You having Wendy's?
No, but at the same time, I'm trying to do another household thing. I'm trying to clean the grill. And what I've done is I've opened up the grill, and I turned the burners on because I want to burn off all the grease.
Right.
Okay? Right. So while this is going on, I'm downstairs doing the stuff with the gate. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, while this is going on, I hear from inside my house, smoke alarm.
Oh really?
Because
that was an interesting sound. I don't think you could duplicate that.
Very good, you got it.
Yeah. You did it, thank you. Sorry to make you do that again. I just enjoyed it.
But I can hear it from all the way in the backyard where I'm working on the Mr. Ed gate.
Why is the smoke detector going?
Well, because what I've done is left the back door open so that the dogs can come out with me. Mm-hmm. And because this grill is so incredibly dirty due to negligence, mm-hmm. that every bit of grease is burning off.
So you're firing it up to clean it.
Right.
Though the proper way, the way you're supposed to do it. Mine's got the enamel coming off of it.
And what's happened is all of the smoke has been blown directly into the house.
Yep.
And, like, for the next 5 hours, no matter what I did, no matter where you went in my house,
the smoke detector would go off?
No. It smelled like there had been a fire in there.
Oh, dear.
It smelled like something had burned.
Well, you weren't trying to work the fireplace or anything, were you?
Will you stop that?
With the flu?
You know what we have now?
What?
Now, we're propane, baby.
Oh, you got propane, you got a gas fireplace.
Yeah, that's
just
right.
Throw a switch.
Feel the meat. Taste the meat, feel the heat.
Yeah. My conversion kit for my gas grill gets installed on Friday, and I'm very curious as to whether, like, with the enamel starting to flake off, that black stuff starting to chip away,
mm-hmm.
Does that mean my grates are toast now, or should I
I
replace them? Or
I don't think so.
Actually, everything's probably fine if you don't mind the chip paint.
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
right. That kind of puts a damper on like a piece of chicken. If you bring up a piece of chip paint, and they're not supposed to do that, are they?
I don't know.
You shouldn't know.
Sometimes I tell.